Praise the Lord. Hey, before we leave this place, I just want to take a moment and I just want to talk to you about your eternal life. It'd be a tragedy if we stopped right there and we let you go. So I want to ask no one else to get up, no one else leave. A bunch of people already got up and walked out. So if you're out there in the foyer, down the breezeways, just listen up because God wants to speak to you about your life. A lot of times people get the wrong idea about going to heaven. They think that because they showed up to a church service, warmed up a spot in a sanctuary, that gets them right with God. It doesn't. Nor the Bible say go to church and that gets you right with God. There's going to be a lot of people that went to church that don't make it to heaven. It's a sad truth, but it's the reality. Sometimes you think, but Pastor, I've been a good person. Did you know that nowhere in the Bible says you can be good enough to earn your way into heaven? In fact, the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You're not going to make it to heaven by being good because you can't be good enough. Sometimes people say, but I was raised in church. My parents told me you were Christians growing up. But nowhere in the Bible does it say your upbringing, your family association, any of that's going to get you into heaven. I don't care if you got a tattoo with a scripture on it, a t-shirt that says Jesus, you were baptized or christened as a child, you went to religious classes, that's not going to get you into heaven. You say, but Pastor, I'm not any other religion. Well, nowhere in the Bible says that there's a default setting because you're not another religion, that by default you become a Christian. Oh, but Pastor, I got involved in my last church. I didn't just sit, I helped out, sang in the choir, carried the pastor's Bible, made decisions. People thought of me as a leader, even got a membership card to that church. You think God's looking for your membership card to church to get you into heaven? That's not the entrance fee. It's not how you're going to get into heaven. Sometimes people say, but Pastor, I know God. I know about Jesus. Know about Easter and the resurrection. Sing the songs at Christmas every year of my life. I could quote scriptures to you, Pastor, Old and New Testament. Yeah, so can the devil. You'll find that in the Gospels, devil quoting scripture. It's crazy. Demons believe and they tremble. Why? Because they know they're not going to be in heaven for eternity. They know their end. They're going to be cast in the lake of fire along with those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Let's make sure that's not you today. Because not all roads lead to heaven, contrary to popular culture would have us to believe. There's only one way to heaven, and that's God's way. Jesus is God, and he said this in John, the third chapter. He said, you must be born again to enter the kingdom. Now, I know that society and Hollywood movies, television books, and blogs on the internet have raked that through the coals, but let's not let them define for us what being born again is. Let's let the Bible do that for us. Being born again from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible has always meant the same thing. You ready for it? Here's what it means. It means that you surrender to God all of your heart, and that you surrender to God all of your life. You can't save yourself. Who will deliver me from this body of sin? Remember, I thank God through Christ Jesus our Lord. He is the only way, he is the only truth, and he is the only life, the only eternal life. Because apart from him, it's eternal death. What is that? Separation from God in hell forever and ever. And there are those of you in this place today that you haven't yet surrendered all of your heart and life to Jesus and received his life inside of you. That's the being born again, is the hidden man of that heart. Your spirit, man, that's made brand new. And I love you enough, respect you enough, and honor you enough to tell you the truth and not play games. You will die and go to hell if you're not born again. But you don't have to stay in that position. Today is a day of decision. Today is a day that you can change destinies by surrendering all of your heart and life to Jesus. Remember, we said this, that raising your hands is a sign of surrender. So today, I'm going to count to three and pop my hand on this microphone. One, two, three. Bang, just like that. When you hear the sound of my hand pop on that microphone, bang, that's your opportunity to simply raise your hand and surrender, saying, I want to give God all my heart. I want to give God all my life. Be born again, head for heaven, and deny hell. I'll see your hand go up. I'll count it. If you're here live, you can put it right back down online. You can just throw it up for a moment, then put it right back down. You say, but I'll be embarrassed. Yeah, that's okay. Think of the trade-off. Isn't it better to be embarrassed for a moment than it is to end up in hell forever and ever? Say, Pastor, leave me alone. I prayed a prayer. Isn't that enough? No, did you follow it up with all of your heart and life? Because if not, you're not going to make it. Pastor, I've got more time. I'm young. Listen, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're all one accident, one incident, one virus, one bomb, one breath, one earthquake away from eternity. Jesus could come back at any moment, and you don't want to gamble your eternity on whether or not you have more time. Pastor, I'm feeling pressured. Yeah, I am pressuring you. Why? Because the devil's on the other side pressuring you just as hard. Tell the devil to go jump in a fiery lake. You're not going with him. You're going on with God today, and get ready to get your hands up. Jesus said this. He said, if you confess me before man, I'll confess you before my Father, but if you deny me, he says, I will deny you. Today, your call. Today, your choice. You can sit there and do nothing, and that's a choice. Or how about this? Get right with God. Who should raise your hand if you've been running from God instead of to God? I'm speaking to you. Who should raise your hand if you're not sure? Make sure today. Who should raise your hand if you've never done this before? Come on, today is your day of salvation. Or finally, who should raise your hand? Maybe you're lukewarm, half-hearted. Maybe you're backslidden. Jesus said, when I come, I want to find you hot or cold, because if I find you lukewarm, I'll vomit from my mouth. Today, you need to come home like the prodigal. Today is your day of salvation. You ready to get your hands up if that's you in any of those categories I just listed? One, two, three. Let me see your hands. Just raise them up high right now. Thank you. There's one, two, three, four, five. Got you guys. There's six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11 up on top, 12 right up front here. Thank you. God bless you. There's 13, 14. Got you guys. 14 wise people. Who else? If I saw your hand, you can put it down. If I did not see your hand, I got you guys up on top. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Wanting to make sure. That's awesome. Anybody else? 15. Wonderful. Good call. I didn't embarrass them, and I won't embarrass you. They're pointing way up on the top. Give me a little wave if I don't see you in the family room or something. Maybe I'm not seeing you. Anybody else real quick? Anybody else? Just want to give you another moment. Anyone else? About 15 wise people. 16 in the family room. It's wonderful. Praise God. If you feel like God's just tugging at your heart and dealing with you right now, remember it's a simple surrender. End the war. And just say, God, I surrender all my heart and life to you. Anybody else? About 15 or 16 wise people. Anybody else? All right, let's give the Lord a hand. Oh, right at the end there. Slipped in right at the end. That's awesome. It's awesome. Hey, let's do this. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. I want to lead you in a simple confession. Can we all stand together? And if you raise your hand, or you should raise your hand, when you get out of your seat, get in the aisle, and just meet me up front right now. Come on down. If you raise your hand, or you should raise your hand, just come to the front right now. Let's pray together. Come on down. Let's welcome them, church. Come quick. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray right now. Come on down. Come on, they're coming. Let's give them a hand as they come. Hallelujah, they're coming. Even from the foyer, they're coming. From the family rooms, if you raise your hand, you should raise your hand. Even if your kids raise your hand, bring them there. They'll remember this. It's okay. It's good for them. Come on down right now. Come on. They're coming. Let's keep it going for them, church. They're still coming. Come on, you can come too. This is your time. This is your moment of salvation. Hey, church family, nudge your neighbor. Say, come on, friend. If you need to go, go with you. Then bring them down. Bring them down right now. Come on down. Anybody else? Come on. There's still room for you here at the altar. Hey, let's keep it going for them, church. They're still coming. They're still coming. Come on, you can come too. Anybody else? Just come right now. Come on down. Hey, praise God, you guys have come. I'm going to lead you in that prayer like we talked about. Today is a day of commitment, and there's no commitment worth anything without consistency. And I want to encourage you guys, stay consistent in your walk with God. Keep coming to church. Keep praying. Keep reading the Bible. In fact, give us this next year. Year? Yeah, you signed up for two-year contracts with cell phones and leases and all that kind of stuff. Why not give God a year here at The Rock, coming consistently, and see what God does? Because you've heard the empty promises of the world. Man, they're still coming. Look at this. Look at this. God's just moving in people's lives right now, drawing people to himself. It's awesome. You've heard the empty promises of the world, but God has promises that he keeps. And if you give God this next year, I guarantee November 9th next year, you'll look at your life and say, wow, look at what God has done. Those thoughts in mind, let's pray. Okay, everybody's going to join in together with you. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes, say these words out loud together in faith. Say, Father God, I come to you today in the name of Jesus to give you all my heart and all my life. Please come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me my sin. Cleanse me of my past and give me a future with you. For I believe that Jesus Christ is your only begotten Son, that he came, he died, and was raised again to life just for me. Thank you, Jesus. Fill me now with your Holy Spirit and lead me for the rest of my days. Because from now on, I am a Christian. I'm saved. I'm born again, headed for heaven, denying hell. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hey, guys, welcome to the family. We're so excited for you. Now, listen. When I got saved, I was 15 years old, and I had some friends in church, friends like Bob, even though he was that one friend, man, he was a good guy. But I had friends around me that encouraged me to keep going with God, prayed with me, taught me things out of the Bible. You need a friend. This is my friend, Pastor Joel, right over here waving at you. Good guy. Nothing weird goes on, okay? He just wants to give you some free stuff, talk to you about coming back to church, introduce you to some friends here at the church, faith-filled friends who will encourage you in the things of God, won't drag you back into the world, keep dragging you back to church, all right? Help you and encourage you. He'll describe how that works. It takes a couple minutes, okay? Your friends and family that came with you, if they're still in the seats, they'll wait for you, all right? And if your children are in the children's ministry, they're safe until you get there, okay? Make a left turn. Follow Pastor Joel right this way. Come on, let's give him a hand as they go. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a great big praise today. He's worthy. Amen, amen, amen. Well, hey, family, we always appreciate you guys letting us take a little extra time after the church service. Try and keep it to an hour and a half, but it's good to win souls, and it's good to be in ministry with you guys. I'm grateful for you. Love you so much. Tonight, 6 p.m., different music, different message, but another opportunity to get a hold of the things of God. I want to see you there. Can I bless you as you go? Would you lift your hands to the Lord? Father, these are your people called by your name. They're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming and going. May everything they put their hands to, they prosper because they're like trees planted by the streams of living waters. And so, Father God, we praise you and thank you, God. And we make a declaration about the Inland Empire out loud on purpose and in faith that the Inland Empire shall be saved.